Come here in the quiet hill. What is that?
This is the article that this is Boardman, this is Wax. It's published in Harper's, one of the big national magazines. It's about Gurukula.
Oh.
It's nicely written.
Oh.
Oh, raise your hand if you're in the children's first
school. Oh. So you can explain what is the idea of Gurukul. We want to raise first class man, right on the staff. The present society, we are creating fourth class man. Therefore, we are not in very happy condition. We want to raise the fourth class man to first class man. First class man means with qualification, who can control the mind, control the senses, always very clean, as truthful, very simple, full of all kinds of knowledge, practical application in life, then to have full knowledge of God, these are the characteristics of first class. So, at the present moment, everyone is a fourth class man. So we want to get some first class that is required. Because there is no ideal first class man. Therefore people are becoming full of crimes. You have seen the article in the Times. Crime, why and what to do. That is the concern of the materialistic society. So, we are trying to raise a group of men who will be ideal. Just like our devotees will find their characters different from all others. At least in your country, they do not have delicious fats. They do not eat meat. They do not have any intoxication, even smoking or taking tea. They do not indulge in gambling. They chant holy name of God. Lead very simple life. So we are creating first class. There is need. It is not that everyone will become first class man. But at least a section of man must be first class. So that others can see that what is the ideal character of man. So this Gurukul means from the childhood age we are training them, so that in future it will be easier. That is the purpose of this.
The four natural divisions, I understand that in Vrindavan, that will be an example to American society. How can the four natural divisions of man be translated into American society?
It has to be. If you don't, then you must suffer with all these criminals. That is natural. Just like in your body, there is head, and there is arm, and there is belly, and there is leg. The head is the most important part. Why? Why not all legs? Why there are defined divisions? Similarly, in the human society, if you want to make it perfect, there must be head, there must be arm, there must be belly, there must be leg. So, leg can walk, but leg cannot do the work of brain. So at the present moment, we have got all walking men, no brain. Therefore, the society is in chaotic condition. There is no brain in the society. That is the defect of modern society. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Sathut Varnam Maya System. Guna karma vibhaga, according to quality and work, there are four divisions, you can put it there. Four divisions. So similarly, four divisions must be there. A group of men first class, a group of men administrator, a group of men food producer, and a group of men, general worker. So, the brain is the chief. If your body, there are other parts, but if your head is cut off, then what is the use of other parts? If your hand is cut off, you can leave. If your leg is cut off, you can leave. But if your head is cut off, then finish. That is lacking in the present society. No brain, how to guide? So that whole human, if the brain is there, then it can guide. It can ask the hand to work in a certain way, the leg to work in a certain way, to eat in a certain way, then the health of the whole body will be quite comfortable. But if there is no brain, then everything, just like a man becomes mad when the brain is not working.
Who will decide what the propensities are from
us? Who is to decide whether a person is first class, male, drunk,
the book of knowledge, can read Bhagavad Gita. Find out Sama Dhamma Siddhika.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religion. These are the qualities that must be drawn from
us. This is our class. Now, sama, dhamma. Sama means controlling the mind. Mind is always peaceful. You can say, then controlling the senses. Then truthful. Then full of knowledge. Practical application of knowledge in life. These are the qualifications of first class. Everything is there. If you train a boy to become first class man, he can become first class. If you don't train, then he'll become a divorce, criminal, discarded. So we are training in the Gurukul to become first class. This is our end. Unless in the society an ideal first class man, then how one will become or follow the ideal? There is no ideal. Now what is the idea of first class man now? Can I ask you, what is your idea of first class man? Whom do you call first class man?
You're first class.
I can't find
that. That is the difference. You have no idea who is first class. Everyone is drunkard, everyone is smoker, everyone is gambler, everyone is illicit sex. Very first class. So, in the absence of first class man, that must be clear. So there is a need of first class man. First class man and second class. Third class, fourth class, fifth class, they are automatically there. So at the present moment, fourth class, fifth class man. Third class is also very scarcely found. And there is no culture of first class in his class. But as in the full body, we require brain, we require arm, we require belly, we require leg, everything is required for different purposes of work. But at the present moment, there is no place for the first class. When we ask our students that you become free from all these four classes of sinful activity, no illicit sex, no meat eating, people laugh, oh, why you are asking? They do not know what is the ideal man. They think illicit sex, what is wrong there? Meat eating, what is wrong there? They do not know what is right and wrong. They were all fourth class. They cannot understand even what is the value of these things. society, you cannot be happy with fourth class men. At least there must be a section, first class. That we are trying to create a first class man from this group.
Old boys left to Vrindavan and then went to Mayapur. What will they will be trained in the
division
there?
I mean, that is the idea. To mind completely controlled, senses completely controlled, truthful, simple life. In this way, they will be trained up gradually. And we have got 100 books like that. If they read all these books and if they are trained up in the character, then they will be in future first class.
Would you comment on the current political situation in India, what's happening right now?
Yes. That will happen everywhere because there is no first class man.
So it doesn't matter if Narayan is successful, none of them are first class people.
Yeah, politics. That also, all of them are fourth class. They are fighting between two sections of fourth class. They do not know what is first class. Although the Bhagavad Gita is there, they do not know. Neither do they care. Just like I was telling, when we propose, there are no illicit sex, no meat eating, they laugh. What is that? But when they are put into trouble, they say, what to do? When there is crime, they say, what to do? They do not know how to tackle the situation. Because they are all third class, fourth class friends. They do not know. They become disappointed.
I realize that we're all considered spirit souls, but can a woman be first class?
Anyone can become first class.
Dharma does not.
Woman can become first class if she is chaste and very much attached to husband. And if the husband is first class, she becomes first class. Because woman's duty is to follow husband. So, if the husband is first class, the wife is first class. If she sticks to the husband.
But she can never be first class unless she has first
class. No, she is first class by following faithfully husband. And if the husband is first class, then woman is.
Could a woman be a temple present?
Yes, why not? But because women are less intelligent, they should remain dependent on first-class father, first-class husband, and first-class son. Then she is first-class. That is the injunction. Women should remain dependent in childhood upon first-class father, in youthhood upon first-class husband, and in old age upon first-class son. Woman is never independent. If she becomes independent, her life is not very good. he must agree to remain dependent on first-class father, first-class husband, and first-class father. Three states.
She must become dependent on her son because her husband would ideally become a sannyasi.
Yes. You find that Kapilda is instructing mother, the teacher is instructing. Unconfirmed. You see the picture in the cover. The third class son is instructing mother. Her husband has taken sannyas and gone out. The son, third class son, is instructing mother. That is the book. You'll find full instruction to the mother. You can read one of the passages. You can read Nita. What she is instructing to his mother. Mother is postponing and standing dancing. The mother has to inquire? No. Devahuti. The mother's name is Devahuti. And the son is celebrated as son of Devahuti. The son is famous with the mother's name. And mother is taking instruction from the son. This is ideal society.
Devahudir Huvacha, Nirvinnan Mitaram Puman, Asarindriyatarshana, Yena Sambhagyamanena, Prapannan Tham Samakrapo. Devahudi said, I'm very sick of the disturbance of my material senses. For because of this sense disturbance, my Lord, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance. Tasya pram tamasong tasya.
There is no purpose.
Here the word asat indriya karshanat is significant. Asat means impermanent, temporary, and indriya means senses. This asat indriya karshanat means from being agitated by the temporarily manifest senses of the material body. We are evolving to different statuses of material bodily existence, sometimes in a human body, sometimes in an animal body. And therefore, the engagements of our material senses are also changing. Anything which changes is called temporary or asat. We should know that beyond these temporary senses are our permanent senses, which are now covered by the material body. The permanent senses, being contaminated by matter, are not acting properly. Devotional service, therefore, involves freeing senses from this contamination. When the contamination is completely removed and the senses act in maturity of unalloyed Krishna consciousness, then we have reached the sat indriya, or eternal sense activities. Eternal sensual activities are called devotional service, whereas temporary sensual activities are called sense gratification. Unless one becomes tired of material sense gratification, there is no opportunity to hear transcendental messages from a person like Kapila. Devahuti expressed that she was tired. Now that her husband had left home, she wanted to get relief by hearing the instructions of Guru.
The answer and question between mother and son. So, obviously, mother has given birth to the child, but she has become now dependent on the child for good instruction. This is ideal society.
Thank you for answering my question.
and they came here, they educated themselves, and they don't want to go back. Basically, they have fallen into miserable world. What advice do you render them so that they get out of this place and go back and serve here or in the country, but they should be devotional to the Almighty?
So there is no question of here and there. He can become advanced in spiritual life anywhere. If you follow the principle that we are teaching, we are opening centers all over the world. You take the advantage of our teaching, our books, our center. Then it is worth it. Jack Holland, these Europeans and American boys, they're young boys, they are giving up meat eating. You give up meat eating. Why Indians, you should learn meat eating? They are giving up and you are learning to eat meat. This is the lesson. That these foreigners, they are accustomed to eat meat from the childhood. They are giving up and we are eating meat. Understand? Indians are drinking. They are giving up drinking. Their blessings are already there. There is no question why. The blessings are already there, books are already there, the centers are already there. You learn and make your life purified. That is the dividend. There is no dividend. When we say no meat eating, it is meant for everyone. Anyone who wants to become first class man, it is necessary for them. There is no question of Indian, European, Chinese. You are committing so many sinful lives and you want to become happy, that is not possible. Now, if paper crying, is puzzle crying, and what to do? But they do not know.
These men here in America, they are fighting to become independent. And also, abortion, they are fighting.
Yes.
The abortion should be there. This, your message is conveyed to the reporter, and I would like the reporter to assess the reaction from the American here, whether it's group who is sponsoring for the women liberation and equal rights.
No, you are asking solution of the question who is already in darkness. He should take instruction from Bhagavad Gita. You are asking women who are supposed to be dependent. And you are asking questions from them. The answer is not from them. The answer, the standard answer, you have to say from the Book of Knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Then is the answer.
People complain that we send our children to the school at 5. But their children are killed before they have a chance to learn. And they say that they're inhuman.
Huh?
These people in general say that we're inhuman because we send our children to 5 to school. They do not think that they're killing their own children before they have a chance.
Yes, therefore we say there is no first class man to die. They are killing child within the home. They are not given chance to come out and see the light. And we are putting children in a fight, so we have to know. They are denying the rights of birth. So, these things are happening because there is no first class brain. Yes.
In your many visits around the world, do you see a desire among many men to improve, become professional?
Yes, you know, country
there are growing around the world. We hear our small groups.
Everywhere. In Africa also.
There's hope for our world today.
Oh, yes. Otherwise, why you are trying? Unless there is hope. You are not hopeless. If you train, if you can train a monkey to dance according to your will, why not human being? You can train even a tiger in the circus to act as you desire. It is a question of training. If the animal can be trained, why not a human being? You must know how to train. That knowledge is that. How to train. That we are giving, this Krishna consciousness.
You
become first class and they follow you. You remain last class. How you can train your first class? In the Shastra it is said, unless you can create first class man, don't be a chief. Pita na sastra, janani na sastra, guru na sastra, namo chaitra, samadhi kamitra. It is the duty of the father to raise his children first class. Otherwise, he should not be good. That is controversial. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki, formerly they were Vasus, and they were asked by Brahma to create progeny. So the husband and wife, they practiced austerity, very severe. So then God appeared before them, what do you want? They said that we can enter into family life provided you become our son. Now, if we get a son like you, God said, very second, person like me, so I shall become yourself. Then, the next life, devotee, God, Krishna at his time. So, every father and mother should take this vow that unless our children become first class, you don't want children. This is the idea. What is the use of visiting cats and dogs? You must have first class children. The request, tapasya, that at least we should follow the standard how to raise our children to become first class. There is no connection. You can get out the last. At the present moment, people cannot understand even that there is life after death. Most people. There is life after death. They cannot understand. Even big, big professors, big, big learned scholars. Everyone is thinking his body is accidental and when the body will finish, everything is finished. That is the general understanding. But Bhagavad Gita it is said, Nahantate Hanumani Sahiji. After the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Basam Sijinani Tathavihaya Namani Annani Vihavya Parani. Just like when our dress becomes old enough not to be used, then we accept another dress. Similarly, when his body is old enough, not workable, then he has to turn the body. These things are there, but we try to understand. At least all our Indians, those who are born in India, where from Bhagavad Gita has come out, at least they should understand. But they are not understanding. They are interpreting Bhagavad Gita in their own way. This is the difference. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And people are taking advantage of that. The first class man, he knows what is Bhagavad Gita and tries to apply the teachings in practical life. Then he becomes first class. Bhagavad Gita will find first class eating, first class life, second class eating, second class life, first class everything. So people should be surrender. Economic constraints, That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Annam bhavanti bhutani. You produce food there. Anna. Sufficient. So, there is immense land still there in America. So much land is without any utilization. In Africa, in Australia, they are not being properly utilized. People are complaining overpopulation. Now, countries which are overpopulated, they are not allowed to utilize the vacant land. Now that people are being trained how to put budget, how to produce food land. They are being trained our technology to produce motor tires. And nobody is interested to produce food grain. So, without taking food grains, they are killing animals and they are eating shortcuts. They do not know killing of animals is sinful activity. Man is advanced. We can grow food. This killing of animals is for the non-civilized society. They do not know how to grow food. They were killing animals. When man is advanced in knowledge, and education, why they should kill? Especially in America, we see so many nice foodstuffs, and fruits, grains, meat, and from milk you can get hundreds of nice preparations, all nutritious. In our New Vrindavan, we are doing that. Rabri, Shreya, Bhakti, the other farmers are surprised that from meat such nice preparation can be prepared. So instead of teaching them, you Indian, you know how to utilize meat and prepare so many nice preparation. You are learning how to eat meat. Why? So, if you forget your culture, and if you become victimized, that is your fault. You should teach them how to utilize milk. And if the cows are kept jubilant, they will deliver double milk. They know it shall be killed. They are always depressed. Therefore, milk is not properly supplied. So, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were so jubilant that milk was dropping from the milk bag. So much so that the pasturing ground became muddy with milk. So if you keep killing of cows means utilizing the blood in different forms. The milk is also another transformation of the blood. So if you take milk sufficiently and prepare nice foodstuff, then it is equally beneficial, like the meat, from health point. But one must know the law that keep the cow living at the same time, be benefited by the blood. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you find this word, Rishi Gaurapsha. Gaurapsha. This animal has to be protected. Not other animals, it is mentioned. Go, cow. So those who are meat eaters, they can eat non-important animals. But cows should be given protection. This is interesting. But in the Western country, the cows are specially being killed. Now the reaction is war, king, crime. And they are now repentant. And they will have to repent more and more.
The war is the time to regret yourself as a cow slaughter.
Hmm?
The war is the time to regret yourself.
Once. It is a wholesale reaction. Now all these crises are taking place. That's killing their own child. Own child means that child is criminal. Therefore, it is being killed within the womb. Nature will take action. Pratitekhyamanani gunaikarmani sarvas. You are not independent. So if you walk independently, then you will have to suffer. Law of nature is there. You cannot avoid it. If you infect some disease, you must suffer from the disease. You cannot avoid it. This is the law of nature. Law of nature is working in such a way that as you are infecting, karanam guna sangasya, so the first janmajyoni is to find out. Why there are varieties of life? One is tree, one is cat, one is dog, one is human being, one is blind, one is lame, one is educated, one is fully. Why? Why the difference, varieties? And that is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam guna sangas. As you are infecting the modes of material nature, you are getting your birth. Otherwise, how you can explain? By nature, there are so many varieties of life. 8,400,000 species of
mentioned several times that those persons who are guilty of abortion, then they also enter a womb and never leave it alive, and also kill within the womb.
Yes. That means that child is killed, then it must take another birth. Again in the womb, it will be killed. Again another womb. This is going on. Mura janmani janmani. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhakta prakta. They will report into the dark section of life.
Purusha prakriti sto hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sanatad yona janmasu.
The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
But.
This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another just as one changes dress. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances. Under the influence of material desire,
the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as a frog, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on, and in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances, yet he is under the influence of material nature. How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature. One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. That is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another because he has material desires and time immemorial. But he has to change that conception. That change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here. Arjuna is hearing the science of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate the material nature, and gradually and proportionately, as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness.
They are trying to dominate the material nature, the so-called scientists. But they do not know that they are under the domination of material nature. They are forgetting that. If you are more powerful, if you are dominating me, how I can dominate you? That they do not know. That we are under the domination of material nature. Janma Mithu Janabhadi. The domination is manifest by four things. Birth, death, old age and disease. I cannot dominate my birth, death, old age and disease, and I am trying to dominate our nature. That's foolishness. Big scientists disease, dominate over death. Professor Einstein, did not he die? Why if you could not find out any means that he will not die? What is the meaning of this time? If you are dominated by the laws of material nature, how you are thinking that you shall dominate over material nature? When death comes, can you dominate? No, I am scientist. Just wait. No, it must die. So where is your domination? You are dominated by material nature. That is the misstep of the present society. That everyone is being dominated by the material nature, and the so-called scientist is trying to dominate over material. How it is called? Therefore it is said, Privitiha Gunamai Mamma Maya Gurupya. Mami Vida Prabhupada Maya Mani Tantan. Find out this verse. Just a minute. You have read that verse? Dai Jesha Gunamai?
No. Dai Jesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durakyaya Mame Rune Prasadyanse Maya Metam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
But
the Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and the spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the superior, eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Bhagva, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because the material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows. Although Maya, illusion, is false or temporary, the background of Maya is the Supreme Magician, the Personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwara, the Supreme Controller. Another meaning of Guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his cosmic mercy upon the surrendered soul, and out of his paternal affection for the living entity, who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of the Rajagun passion and the Tamagun ignorance to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he can alone give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase, Svameva Viditva, for freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Bhukti Pradata Parvesham Vishnu Eva Tasamshara. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
Everything is explained. If anyone wants to take advantage of it, they can say. I have got 50 books like this. Those who are interested in the science and philosophy of Krishna consciousness, they can read all these books. Otherwise, one can chant Hare Krishna. That is also right. human civilization means everyone shall try to become first-class man. This is human civilization. Not to remain like animals. That attempt is lacking now. Where the civilization is, when the dog is jumping, running, and human being is running in a motor car, and he is thinking he is more civilized than the dog. But the business is running. That's right. The dog is having sex on the street, and the human being is having sex in a very nice decorated apartment. And that's what he is doing. But the business is different. The dog is eating on the floor, and the human being is eating in a very nice table, nice place. And that's what is it. But the business is eating. The dog is trying to defend itself by barking on my teeth and jaws, and the human being is trying to defend the society by a atom bomb. But the business is defense. That's what Shastra says, Sahara Nidra Bhaya Manchanam Chak. Samana metat prasadhi narana. This business of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is common to the animal and to the man. The man, if he does not understand what he is, why he is suffering this material tribulation, then he remains cast and off. This cast and off he cannot question. But human being can question. And he should take the answer from these books of knowledge. That is human. Otherwise, so by eating, sleeping, sex and defense, that is common for the dogs and men. There is no difference. He is doing in his own way, we are doing in an hour. But the business is the same. So, human being must go above this form. The fifth business. The fifth business is how to understand God. Otherwise, the bodily four businesses, that is common. Even an ant, it is also eating. It is going from this place to that place. Where is a grain of sugar? And we are also running in fast, this man that way, where is it? The hog is also running very soon, very soon. The chance will not come. Let us pause. Thank you. Great. Because he is being trained up. Yes, yeah. I am taking this. But it is possible. But from childhood, if he is trained up, then in future he will become first class.
Sometimes people complain that we don't give our children any right of free choice, that we train them in our own way.
It is nonsense to give free choice to the child. This is nonsense. Child should be protected. That is intelligence. That is the wrong type of consciousness. According to Vedic civilization, a child, a woman, a Brahmin, a cow, and an old man, they should be given protection. Not freedom, but protection.
The same time in that kind article, it discussed that about 50% of the crime is done by children under 18. And people are even to go to the school.
Yes. They're not educated properly. Not only that, they are giving photographs. The children take what is small, yes, weapons, dying. An examination is held under police vigilance. This is the education. That's what published in one paper, Voice East. Yes. They wrote a very big article that we thought God is dead, but Swamiji has brought God in his kirtan. They found God's presence in Hare Krishna mantra. This Brahmananda, he was attracted first. His photo was published in New York Times, dancing. He and another boy, Achyutananda, is now in India. He is also sannyasi. These two guys were dancing hand to hand. And this was published in New York Times.
What I'm asking is, why could he understand?
Then we ask him why he why he became attracted and began to dance. He is present here. I did not ask him to come and dance.
Well, I cannot say exactly why. I was searching, however. I was looking for something better than what I
had
been doing.
His father predicted that this boy will become a pious man. He is not going to take up my business. Father is a very big, rich man, running on factories. But he was disappointed that this my child will not be a factory boy. Is it not written?
Yes. Actually, we also say that Mr. Prabhupada's great that he came here, and he actually delivered a process which is nothing of his own manufacture. This chanting of Hare Krishna is a bona fide transcendental process, and Prabhupada has delivered it purely, so therefore it has great effect. Although it seems that there are only a few of us who are actually taking to this movement, we consider that we are representative of the whole world. Actually, this movement has now spread all over the world. I myself have been in Africa, and the movement is even taking effect there. So, you see that our movement is very important. We have members from practically every country, every religion, every kind of social group in the world. Therefore, we see great scope for this movement. At the present moment, we are not getting so much help from governments, authorities, from the groups that could offer special financial help, but having to do everything by ourselves. So therefore our facilities are limited. If we had more facilities, certainly this movement would grow far more than
something. trying to understand this movement and write more and more articles and educate your consumer. That will be yes.
My son has educated me.
Yes, son should be so nicely educated that he can teach his mother of.
Yes.
That is nice. Some of the parents, some might be careful. They come to congratulate, give me thanks, and some of them to cut me. That he has quiet. But my husband's mother is very angry. When she came to see me, I asked Mrs. Brooks, "You have got money, give me some money." So she became angry. I have given two sons.
She's very good, the mother.
The parents of one devotee came to the temple in Los Angeles and were picketing the sign from these girls. They were accusing us of kidnapping their daughter. So I spoke with them. I said, before your daughter came to our movement, she was taking drugs and having sex life in the early age and some in the nonsense, and now she's not doing those things. And no matter if she'd be doing those things,
I understand that your pastor kidnapped Lakshmi Narayan.
There's this one fellow, Sister Ted Patrick. He goes and kidnaps the devotees. Parents pay him $1,000 up to $25,000. Depending on how wealthy they are.
He kidnaps them and tries to brainwash them with the Krishna consciousness.
Because of the deprogramming,
he says he tries to deprogram the devotees, that we have simply been hypnotized by chanting. So he has to snap us out of it by deprogramming. Mm-hmm. And he uses very severe techniques, very harsh.
And the parents are inducing him.
Tear off the neck beads, tear off the pictures in front of the devotees, try to force them to eat. So many things. Recently we got a conviction against him. He got 6 months in prison in Los Angeles. We got convicted for this kind of activity. Didn't stop.
He's barred from coming to Canada. He was put into the Denver County Jail also.
The parents are taking help from him. This is a difficult.
That they there are different dates given to when the Vedas begin, the beginnings of the Vedas. Some historians and authorities say one thing, and I've seen many different statements. What is the accurate time?
If you can find out what is the accurate time of this cosmic creation, then you find the date of Veda. Can you find out when it was created? Have you got any statistics?
No, none. I was hoping you did.
How old is the entire creation?
As old as this creation.
Do you get any statistics out of that? Shows the limitation of our scientific knowledge that we don't even know the accurate date of the cosmic manifestation.
So far, Krishna consciousness is concerned, he can take it since 5,000 years when Krishna was present. He gave this instruction. But it existed before Krishna's instruction. About 30 million years ago, he gave this instruction to the sun god that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vibhastati Yuvam Pratyamana Havamda Vibhastana Manavetraho Manu Vithyapada. So, if we take up the statement of Bhagavad Gita, that 5,000 years ago, this was spoken for the second time. And first time it was spoken 40 million years. Therefore it is permanent. Not that something new is existing eternally. Sometimes we are missing and sometimes we are accepting. But it is existing, it cannot trace out the history. Our calculation of history means we are trying to make the eternal time relatively limited with our life. But the time is eternal. We are changing our forms of life many, many million times. But the time is there. So, the calculation of past, present, future is relative according to the duration of my life. An ant's past, present, future is not the same past, present, future as a human being. Past, present, future is related according to the duration of life and body. The Brahma's past, present, future and our past and present future is not the same. So time is eternal and past, present, future is calculation of relating knowledge. That is not correct.
Like the frog in the well.
Yes. The frog in the well is thinking, this is the limit of water. And if you say there is Atlantic Ocean, he cannot understand it. You think, what is that? Well, it is very deep. How much? Is it 3 feet? Is it 4 feet? No, very 5 feet. No, still 6 feet. So he's calculating that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But that time he goes and he's beyond. So these are all Dr. Frogs level.
Yes.
And this so-called philosopher, they're Dr. Frogs. we consider them a doctor. Some of my students were doctors. They are now trying to give us a job. Because they are understanding this is all false knowledge. Yes?
Because you are presenting this knowledge so purely, it is possible for the common man to understand this knowledge without chanting and following the four regulative principles.
That is not. That is not possible. Marjanam. You have to think the meaning of your consciousness. Then the reflection will be properly viewed. If you keep it dark, then it's not. Therefore, you got first-class men to understand this world, not the fourth-class. If you keep him fourth-class man,
we are giving these books to so many common men that the books will attract them to perhaps chanting and following these regular principles.
Yes, that is. Even if they touch, that is the difference between this book and ordinary. Even they touch and in one line and say, oh, very nice, it makes a step forward. Simply say this one, oh, it is very nice. That is sufficient to begin. Therefore, I'm trying to put, he has paid some money, he will say, what is nonsense I didn't let you see. And if you see, they say, oh, very nice. Then the beginning is immediate. Therefore, we're trying to push. At least let him say it is very nice. The Kartikeya's mother is practical experience. The Kartikeya, when he used to go to see Maharaj, the Maharaj was going to drive boulder and she would not speak. All right, sit down, I'm coming. She used to go out. The same Maharaj gradually in the association of her son became Krishna conscious. So, at the time of death, she asked Kartikeya, is your Krishna here? And she died. This is the best. So, Antakale, she remembers Krishna. She is very perfect. Then first, like this. Is your Krishna here? And immediately there. She got the benefit of our sons, Krishna consciousness. You can ask Kartikeya. See, he said.
Yes, tell me that story.
Yeah. to all the mothers of my disciples, then they shall do. Because they are just nice hearts like this.
All the mothers will get salvation?
Oh, yes.
What about the father?
Father? Not the father and mother. Because that father and mother of a Vaishnava devotee, so they will be taking special care. We find from the Prahlad Maharaj's description. Even a father like Hiranyakashipu, he got salvation. Because Prahlad was son.
Srila Prabhupada, it seems strange that so many parents who are engaged in eating and different sexual competition daily just have a son and become a Vaishnava.
Therefore, they get the advantage of the son. Some or other, they have produced a son, Vaishnava. So, the son's activity reacts upon the life of the person. Because naturally, the sons think of the father and mother. That is beneficial. However, one maybe is announced, he cannot get rid of family affection. That is natural. So, the Vaishnava son sometimes thinks of the father and mother, so they are getting the rich.
Sometimes
the attachment is beneficial. Yes. What is this Krishna consciousness movement? They're trying to be attached with Krishna. This is our movement. And instead of having attachment with this whole material world, we are trying to transfer the attachment to Krishna. I tell this word, Maya Saptama Atha Yuga Janyan Madasa Asamthana Samadra Mana Jatharya Sita Chunu. The whole movement is how to increase attachment for Krishna. Yes,
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Vaya Satsamana Kvarta Yogam Yunjan Madashaya Atangshayam Samakam Man Sadhya Shikitashtanu. Now hear, O son of Pitta Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can
mind attached. This Krishna consciousness movement means to keep the mind attached to me. That is success. That yoga of your practice. How to keep the mind attached to Krishna. Then it is success. Our mind is attached to something. Without attachment, mind cannot be free, even for a moment. So, the bhakti yoga means how to transfer the attachment from mind to Krishna. That is Krishna. You are watching. You are rendering your service without any charges, without of the price, because your mind has been attached to Krishna. Otherwise, what business you have got to work for Krishna consciousness movement without any revolution? You are all American, you are qualified, you can earn thousands of dollars. But why you have given up? Because you are attached to Krishna. Param Vishkani Vatsate, you have found better attachment. That will give us. So that is Krishna consciousness. We are attached to so many nonsense things. When we wind up all these attachments and concentrate on Krishna, then by the way. Very well. We are not going to sacrifice attachment, but we are trying to transfer the attachment from matter to Krishna. Then our life is perfect. But that attachment is very rare. Manushanam kavasyeti satsiddhati-siddhari jatatāvasthi-siddhānam satsiddhati-mām tattatam. So our business is, spiritual master's business is, how to help the disciple to transfer the attachment. That it is not that we are creating an artificial. No. The attachment quality is there. But it is being mixed up with material things. And if you purify this material contamination, then the attachment becomes pure and that is Krishna. Just like the water falls from the sky, it is distilled water. And as soon as it is in touch with the ground, it becomes muddy, dirty. Again that water, if you distill, again it becomes distilled water. As good as the rain water. Original. That bhakti means sarvapadhi vinir muktam. All the dirty things of designation should be cleansed. Sattva-pādhi vinimya kramita-parat-pina-nirmala. When the mind is cleansed, nirmala, without any dirty, then it can be in bhakti, in a different concept. So bhakti means cleansing process. Originally, distilled water from the star, in touch with the ground, it is muddy. You filter it, or distill it, it becomes original. The consciousness is there, but it has become muddy. You cleanse it, it is distilled. Therefore we say, don't do this, don't do this, don't mix again muddy things. It has already become muddy. Your business is to cleanse it. And again if you make it muddy, with addition of other nonsense say, then it will be delayed. When you ignite fire, it becomes dry wood. But if you ignite fire at the same time, pour water. And how it will work? Don't pour water. That's why you have so many don'ts. Don'ts means that you are burning the fire, but don't add water. And that is don't. who ignites fire at the same time and fed water, and hardly how it is burnt. Water is the counter and ingredient of fire. If you want to extinguish fire, then add water. But if you want to prolong the fire burning, then you should not add water. For these material enjoyments, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling, one should be free from these water-like things while you are in the fire of spiritual consciousness. Don't drink. You cannot go on burning the fire at the same time adding water. Then it will be useless, waste of time. Anattha upasamam sāchāt bhakti-yogam. Bhakti-yogam means anattha, unwanted things, upasamam, surprise. This is anattha. Therefore, we don't eat meat. Are we dying for want of meat? But they have taken it that without eating meat they will die. This is nonsense. And they maintain so many slaughterhouses from the sinful life. Only for misunderstanding. They do not see that here are some persons, they do not eat meat. They look very bright faces. Why should I eat meat? Anattha, unnecessary. Simply for the taste of the tongue, they are committing so much sinful activities. So we are teaching, just control your tongue. That is called come on. Because the tongue wants something, I have to give it. That is not human civilization. If I control my tongue, tongue wants this thing. I say, no, not this thing. You take this as anyone must. You are master of the senses. Otherwise, you are servant of this. Because some of my senses want something, that is natural. But if I can control, no, this not, this, that is called samo. And if I become victim of the dictation of the senses, then I cannot make progress in my spiritual life. I am third class, fourth class man. Mind wants to steal something. If you can control, no, question it. Then you are master.